You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents a conversation about music podcast. Chew! Hello everybody, this is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini YPG, and a Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gemini Legend Podcast Presents, a conversation about music podcast. Hope all is well. And on episode, we got a special guest. You know, this is episode 3 of a conversation about music podcast. And we got an artist by the name of B Wise on the show. And we're gonna talk about her new journey. And we're gonna play her new song, her new single called Rain Down. So I look forward to talking to her. And yeah, and y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Check this out. My name is Twin Turbo B, and you're now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Let's get it.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hi, my name is B Wise, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at the time, we got another episode of Mr. Gentleman's Podcast Presents, a conversation about music podcast, where we interview artists and play their music and stuff like that. And, you know, we got another guest. She is an R&B/soul artist. We got to play her. We got to talk about her journey. We got B-Rise in the building. B-Rise, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, I am good. You know, welcome to be on the show.
Yes, I'm excited to be on the show.
Yes, yeah, I'm happy to have you on. So are you ready for the interview?
I am.
All right, so we're going to start off. You know, we're going to know you a little better. So we're going to start off. Where are you from?
All right, so I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, but I grew up in a town called Morrow, Georgia, which is like in Plain County, which is like 15 minutes from the city. So that's where I grew up from.
OK, Okay, nice, nice. So if you had to describe yourself with one word, what would that word be and why?
If I had to describe myself with one word, it would be innovative, because I've always felt like I've been such a really creative person. Like, I always felt like I'm a trendsetter. I be creating different things. So being creative helps me to be myself. It makes me feel free. So I like to think I'm an innovator.
Nice, nice. And you know, we're about to talk a lot more about your creative art. So I'm looking forward to talk about that. So first, we're going to talk about your beginning of life. Like, tell us how you was growing up, then compared to how you are now.
Okay, so first, when I first started growing up, I think I was a pretty confident girl in myself. That's when my mother, like, I think she saw that confident ability in myself, and she started trying to get me involved with ways to express myself. And I don't know, I think along the way, my confidence level in myself went down, because when it started to become, like, once I got to high school, I think my creative ability started just declining. Like, I felt like people didn't really want to see or hear what I had to say. So it wasn't until I got married and had a baby that I really felt more alive. Like, I felt like it was time to reinvent myself. So growing up, I feel like my inner child now. Like, I feel like where I wanted to be when I was a little girl. So that's pretty much where I'm at now today. I'm being creative. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm expressing myself. I'm so full of life, so.
Nice, and you know, I got ready for that good vibe right now, so
that's
good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. So which artist or type of music you would listen to growing up?
Okay, so growing up, both of my parents came from a very different background. And so my mom, she would listen to a lot of Toni Braxton, Whitney Houston, Alicia Keys. She would listen to Floetry, Jill Scott. And my dad was such a blues person. Like, he would be listening to Shannon Sanders, Marvin Cease, and a couple of other blues people. And I love riding in the car with my dad because I love blues, because it's so empowering and powerful to hear people express their truth the way that they do. So I don't know, that, and I think that's pretty much kind of where, like, my music stemmed from. Like, it's a mix of, I just loved, and Tony, my favorite thing about Toni Braxton was her deep voice. Like, I think deep voice has a way of creating a different tone in music, where it's really rich, and it makes you listen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely could agree with that. But what about you to make music, though? At what age did you start making music?
Okay, so I started writing music in the fifth grade, and I think what inspired me to start writing was I needed an outlet. So I've always felt like the underdog, the odd person in my family. So it was just a way for me to express my feelings without telling people, because I'm a pretty private person and I don't really like to tell people how I truly feel, but through music I can. So it's really the only way for me to be, like, completely honest with myself and my life. So I don't even remember how old I was in fifth grade, but that's when I started making music.
That's dope. And you know, I could relate, because I used to make music too, so I could definitely relate. So, but how would you describe your art style? And while listening to your music, what can audience expect to listen to your music?
Okay, so I think of my art style as like a mix of R&B with trap, pop, because sometimes I give different things. Sometimes I'm rapping and stuff like that. But when people listen, when an audience listens to my music, I want them to be able to relate. But I also want them to hear how authentic I am and my truth, like what I'm saying. Because like I said, I write my music based off my life experiences. And I try to be as most creative, especially with my lyrics. And I think I really get that a lot too from like listening to Lil Wayne and Eminem, because they were some of my favorite rap artists growing up. So I really like to have really strong bars sometimes. That might, like, you have to sit back and like, whoa, okay, that was really fire. Like, I like that. So, so I think that's pretty much my style. It's just unique to me. It's just my only way of being myself. And I think my voice can be a little bit mesmerizing or hypnotic, because I've been told that from people. Like, they listen to it and they're like, wow. It grabs your attention and it makes you want to listen to what I have to say.
And you know, I did listen to your music too, and yeah, you got some talent, you got some dope. Boy, you're killing it. I enjoy your music, you know. And we're gonna talk about your music now. Like, so you came up with a single called Feels Right. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the process of making that song and what it's about and stuff like that.
Okay, so Feel Right was an ode to myself. I was in a weird place with myself where I didn't really understand how I was feeling about myself. So it was like, you know, did I want people around me or did I really need people around me? So it was a time where I wanted to feel right about myself and in the feelings for myself. Were they good? Were they bad? You know, I really wanted to pay attention to me and figure out like how to love myself the right way. And so that's what Feel Right was about. And when it released, I felt really good because it was the first song that I put out under my label. So it felt really good. And I had no push behind it. I just put it out. I didn't put any promo behind it. I just felt like I needed to put it out because it was going to give me the boost and the confidence to continue putting out music.
Nice. And let my audience know, where can they listen to the songs?
Listen to Feel Right on Spotify and Apple Music. My name is B-Wize, B-W-I-Z-E. However, Feel Right, for some odd reason, the distribution company put it under, they put a dash in my name, so you do have to put a dash in it. There's no dash in my name. It's not supposed to be that way. But for Feel Right, they did. So that's the only way you can get to that song is by putting B-W-I-Z-E in.
All right, speaking of record company, you say you started your own record company called Goddess Entertainment. Tell us how you got that started and all the process behind that.
Okay, so Goddess Wonder Entertainment LLC came about when I decided that I wanted to start putting out music independently. Because, you know, you hear a lot about artists signing to labels or getting managers and things don't go their way. Like they don't really have any creative control or maybe, you know, where they thought they would be in their career, they're not. So I felt like I wanted to start my own independent label so that way I can get myself to reach some goals that I want for myself. And I have slowly been doing that and I'm really proud of myself. So, yeah.
Right, and you're killing it right now. You're doing big things. I know there's a lot more we got to talk to you about, but this right here, I'm impressed with this one. Like, you work with many artists so far. Like, you opened up with T.I., you work with Trey the True, you work with Little Baby, and many more. Like, from working with those artists, what did they taught you as an artist while I work with them?
So I opened up for one of T.I.'s artists, but being in the studio with Trey the True and Lil Baby was really insightful because I was there for Lil Baby's first listening party where the world was really getting to know him and how, you know, people were speaking on him and when they first heard him as an artist and his artistry. And what I liked about him was that he was just this really chill person. And but when he spoke, it was powerful. That's what, like, he has a soft voice, but then when he raps, it's so deep. You know, they were comparing him to Jay-Z and everybody like that. But now, you know, and he doesn't put out music as much as he's focusing more on the business side of music. And that's what I like about him is being that he found his niche in the industry. And it's the same way with Trey the True. I was just in the studio room with Trey the True. And I was hearing, you know, some music that he hadn't released. And I really like being around him in his atmosphere. You know, he's known as the hometown hero. I just love how he's community oriented, but most importantly, he stayed true to himself. And I think that's the important part about being in this industry is being true to yourself. So that's what I learned from them is that no matter what, is no matter, because you define success for yourself. So it doesn't matter what somebody else thinks of you. It's what you think of yourself. And that's what I gained from them. And that's what I'm going to continue rolling with is that as long as I feel good about what I'm doing, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and that's all that matters. You know, keep doing, like I said, I know I keep saying it, but keep doing your thing. Keep doing, you're doing amazing things right now. Keep doing your thing. So as an artist, who is your dream artist that you want to work with, who you haven't worked with yet?
Okay, so I have a long list of dream artists because I have this notes in my phone of songwriting credits of people that I plan to have some songs written for in the future. But out of that list, I think the three that I would really, really enjoy doing a record with would be The Weeknd, Summer Walker, Toni Braxton.
Yeah, that's a dope list.
Yeah.
Yeah, dope list. So how you feel about the current state of R&B, especially in women R&B?
Okay, so I think the current state of R&B has changed a lot, especially for my generation. A lot of the artists today that are like in the mainstream, like that everyone is seeing, they tend to put out a lot of heartbreak songs and songs that to me really don't defy what love is, like your experience with love, making love, and just receiving love from the world. But I know when I tend to listen to female R&B artists that, you know, don't have that huge platform but are still making a little buzz, they tend to talk more about real love, like true love. And I don't know, I'm hopeful, wishing for the R&B, for R&B right now, that it really gets back to love and love for a community. You know what I'm saying? It used to be storytelling, and even though it may still be in a way, I don't know, it just to me has a more harsher indication to it. But then again, I can relate to it too at the same time, because like I said, I'm a part of that generation, but it's not as uplifting as I would like it to be. But we do have a lot of female R&B artists that are just killing the game right now, and I'm happy for them.
Yeah, and I do agree with you. I do feel like R&B should go back to the way it was, you know, expressing more love and stuff like that. But I do agree with you also that a lot of female R&B artists, like yourself, also is killing it right now. You know, some Walker, SZA, her, a lot of them killing right now. And yes. Yeah, as long as we got them, it's good. So, but you're not only an artist though. You're also an actress and a dancer. You're doing a lot. How did you manage to do that too? How you started doing those two stuff too?
So like I said, when I was young, I think my mom noticed, you know, some of my creative abilities. And so she started trying to get me to act. So she would have me go to castings. I've done Nickelodeon castings. I've done a lot of things. And I really realized that I do like acting. And she even put me in acting school. But what I love the most is dancing. I've been dancing since forever. My mother first put me in jazz and ballet, and I hated it because I'm not like that super girly dancer. I'm really a hip hop break dancer, freestyler type of girl. Like, that's just what I like to do. And when I got to high school, I went to Westlake High School in Georgia. We had a dance teacher who had already worked with a lot of people in the industry. She's danced for them. So I was like super excited to be a part of her dance class, but you had to audition to get in the dance class. And once you were in, you got to be in there for the whole 4 years of your high school experience. I was only there for 3 years, but it was exciting because we got to perform and things like that. So yeah, I love dancing. I love acting. I just like being in front of the camera. I like expressing myself.
Dope. And also, I used to be an actor as well, and I also went to acting school and stuff like that too. I didn't do a lot of stuff in acting, but it was something that I did enjoy at the moment as well. So, but like I said, you are killing right now. You know, keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
All right. So as you know, we are in a pandemic, and we do sort of in a pandemic, I guess. But being in Georgia, how did the pandemic affect you, and what did you learn from it?
So being in a pandemic has been wildly crazy. But oddly, I think for me, I've been enjoying this pandemic because one, it gave me the opportunity to focus in on my album that I soon want to release one day. I actually recorded my album, pretty much most of the songs, by myself during the pandemic.
That's so nice.
But also it gave me time to be more present. And that's something I talk a lot about on my Instagram, is being more present. Because I think we tend to spend a lot of time in the past and in the future and never just in the day. So I learned a lot. Like I said, I learned to be more present and to just flow with life a little more, you know, have fun more. So yeah, it's been crazy, but good at the same time.
Okay, nice, nice, nice. So what other project are you working on? And it could be both music related and non-music related as well.
Okay, so like I said, I am working on my album. It's done. It's just not done as, like, you know, it needs mixing and mastering. However, outside of music, I am a nail technician. And okay. During the pandemic, I bought a school bus in which I converted into a nail salon.
Oh, and wow.
I'm so excited that for, like, right now I have been working on just the grand opening, like getting prepared for my grand opening. I don't have an exact date for it, but I'm really excited because this is one of the biggest short-term projects that I've worked on. And just watching it transform from a literal school bus to a nail salon has been awe-opening. And I'm really proud of myself.
Well, first thing first, congrats to you.
Thank you.
That's dope. I never even heard that before. That's dope. Yes. So what do you have to say for anybody that's going the same route as you, as in like your news career and stuff like that? Like, say something inspirational.
Okay, so first thing first, put God first. That's first thing. But for any advice, I'm going to give the same advice that has always been given to me, which is don't give up. I can't really stress how important that is to not give up, but also to me, find the joy in what you're doing. Find a balance as well. Like, don't put all your, eggs in one basket, because you still have to live a life. And being an independent artist is a lot, because you're using your own money to fund your own career. They have a lot of grants and things out there. And all I'm going to say is find your tribe, take every opportunity that comes your way. Find people that believe in you, believe in yourself, be creative, be unique, have fun, make music, make art. That's the type of advice I have, is just keep going.
Nice. Amazing advice. So we're going to play a game called How You Feel. How You Feel About This Artist. So I'm going to give you two artists to name, and you just let me know how you feel about them, about their body of work and stuff like that.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to start with SZA.
Okay, so SZA. I love SZA. I have loved her since I first heard of her back in the day. I love her story, how, she came. Her parents wasn't really, into what she had going on at the time when she was younger. But just watching her grow as an artist has been so fun to watch. She's literally went from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And she embodies that a lot in her music videos and in her music. And I just love her as an overall person, and I love her style of music. There really isn't anyone that sounds like her. Like, she really came out sounding like, oh my gosh, like, where have you been all our lives? Like, it's beautiful to watch her as an artist. And I've been noticing more that she's trying to be more, dance more and be more involved in her creative direction. So I really like that about her. I like that. And I love that she stays true to the Black community with her Black hair, just to our culture, because you don't really see that a lot. And so it's important to keep that.
Yeah, I agree. SZA is killer. She's very unique. She is very unique. Like, and what about her?
Okay, so her, I loved her. Isn't it crazy you love her? I do. She is so talented. And her last album that she just dropped, Back of My Mind, I really love it, because I think she showed more of her artistry, but more of her range in the type of music that she's making. And I love that she works with a lot of songwriters. I think that's important, because I think as artists, we tend to, it's like some point it became where if you was an artist and you weren't writing your own music, it was a bad thing. But I don't think that's a bad thing, because we're a community of creative people. Like, we need to work together, because it gives that person a chance to feel a part of your journey, and a part of your artistry, and just put their little two cents in. And I like that about her. And one of my favorite songs off of her album is Hold On, because she didn't write this song at all. It was just one writer. And I loved it because it was like a country blues song. And I think a lot of times, especially as being Black, they think that we can't fit in other genres, but we do it so well, And I really like that about her, is that she is just, she's everywhere. Like, and I like that.
Her is actually one of my favorite artists too. So she got amazing talent. She got amazing voice. I like her music.
Yes.
I agree. Her is amazing. So before you go, we gonna play your song, your new song called Rain Down. So tell us about this song and the process and everything about the song.
Okay, so Rain Down literally has been one of my favorite songs, but I listen to it so much, I'm like, oh my gosh. But I think I was in my living room at home, and this Italian producer messaged me, and he was like, hey, I really like your voice. I really like your songs. And he was like, can you send me a voice memo of your voice? And like, when I sent it, he said, oh my gosh, your voice is so nice. He was like, I'm going to send you 4 beats, sample beats, listen to them, figure out which one you like, and then I'll send the whole beat. So I heard the beat for Rain Down. I was like, that's the beat. I don't care what it is. That's the beat that I need. As soon as he sent me the beat, I wrote the song in 5 minutes.
Oh,
and
wow.
Rain Down really embodied how I felt about my love for my husband, my son, my intimate, my family, and just the love from the world that I had started receiving. So it was just simply just like, yeah, like, oh my gosh, let all of this love pour down on me right now. Like, it was supposed to be a really fun song, and I think it is a fun song. It has a great vibe to it. And I literally was dancing and everything when I was writing this song, and I had so much fun writing it. So that's pretty much where Rain Down came from. It's just the love that I had in my life.
And you know, I heard the song Rain Down. It's an amazing song. I like it. I love it. And we're gonna play a few. Yeah. But I just want to say, Miss B.Y., thank you for coming on the show. You've been amazing. I'm looking forward to hearing, finding your career. And I'm most likely bringing back when you have the album out. So I'm bringing back when I have the album out, definitely. So what I need you to do before you go is drop your social media where everybody can reach you, and also drop where everybody can listen to your music.
All right. So it's your girl, B.Wise. You can find my music on Spotify, Apple Music, and Pandora, B.W.I.Z.E. And also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Goddess B.Wise. That's G-O-D-D-E-S-S-B-W-I-Z-E. Goddess B.Wise. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And my Facebook is B.Wise Music.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you again for coming on the show. And we'll be right back.
All right.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the star Roddy Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Molly Bell. And we talk many topics, from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody, because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned, because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show.
Hi, my name is B.Wise, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Podcast. Who that? Adding color to my frame. No need to shade it dim. I can see you anyway. It's the fire in your eyes, the light that spark up in my life. It's your love for me that made me feel like the girl that you met on the very first night. Love the way you look, baby. Your touch leaves me oh so crazy. Don't wanna do life without you by my side. Hey, yeah, yeah. Let love rain down. Hey. Yeah, yeah. Let it fall on me, bet it all on me. Touch leaves me oh so crazy. Don't wanna do life without you by my side. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I just want to take time to thank everybody for tuning in to Mr. General Night Podcast Presents, a conversation about music. Thank you to my special guest, B. Wise, for coming to the show. Keep doing your thing. I enjoy your music. I can't wait to bring you back on the show so we could talk about your new album and talk more stuff about, you know, everything that you do. Everybody, let's check out her music on Spotify, Pandora, and many more. And yeah, and if y'all want to be a guest on a conversation by Music Pocket every first Sunday at 12 a.m. Send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com. kenypgent@gmail.com. And yeah, I need more artists on the show. So yeah. On the next episode, we got Banger coming back to the show for a conversation by Music Pocket. So Banger will be here for episode 4, so look out for her. She got a new project coming out, so we're gonna talk to her about that. And yeah, and y'all already know the schedule for Mr. Gemini the Pocket every first Sunday at 12 a.m. Mr. Gemini the Pocket presents a conversation about music podcast every first Sunday at 12 a.m. Every second, third, and sometimes fourth Sunday. Mr. Gemini the Podcast season 4. Two more episodes left for season 4. So yeah. And then we got the old school show with myself and the Star Writer Rod every fourth or fifth Sunday. This month will be the finale, season 1 finale of the old school show. So yeah, and check out the website, my website, Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast website, MrGentlemanLikeThatPocket.com. I repeat, MrGentlemanLikeThatPocket.com. Support the website, show love. I'm updating it really a lot right now, so it will be some changes. So check it out, y'all. Support it, y'all. I appreciate each and every one of y'all that is loving the series, the Mr. Gentleman Like Podcast Presents, a conversation about new the podcast series. I appreciate it. You know, shout out to all the artists that were on the show so far. You know, Trent Turbo B, Hazel Eyes Rose, I'm B Wise. Thank y'all for coming to the show so far. And yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to more music artists and more artists, all boys. People that relate to the music industry. You know, I love music. This is where I created this show. And I wanted to show the world how much amazing talent I bring it on the show. So once again, thank y'all for tuning in and have a good day and night wherever you're watching and listen to this episode.
Hi, my name is B Wise, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Podcast.
Heartbreak kid, you was enough, just in a rush, only if you knew. take your time with it. Looking for love in all the wrong faces. Needed proper communication to say how you feel. You was hella gifted. Roller coaster life made you weak. So proud that you stayed in the book. Should have believed in yourself in the beginning. Cause you should. Pretty guy, man. Keep him close. Real, 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 real close. And don't you ever let him go. I wanna make amends with myself. Myself, tell myself I'm sorry what I did. I wanna make amends with myself, with myself, with myself. Tell myself I'm sorry what I did. Love yourself, my dear. Count up your blessings, keep going, going. Balance your emotions, keep flowing, flowing. I wanna make amends with myself, with myself, with myself. Tell myself I'm sorry. Dead weight could fit in your assumptions. When you fronted the idea in the first place, it was really nothing. Hell, you're loving, you know it. Cause you got trust issues with yourself. Start to fear and gain confidence. Cause you're worth it. You deserve the love the world wants to give. God is perfection, you finally forgiven. Take the good with the bad, it's called living. You're in the right fucking place. Stay in your lane, take control of this wave and just keep. Myself, tell myself I'm sorry, what I did. I wanna make amends with myself, with myself, with myself. Tell myself I'm sorry, what I did.